sonido, dime sí, sí. Con este ritmo que no para de sonar, toda mi gente se va a poner a bailar, y todo el mundo se va a poner a gozar, con este super ritmo internacional.
And then the unwrinkled ear takes the torch from the monk Mo. Why is it the reverend, not the monk? You've already got half the letters to monk.
I put the Mo in monk.
He puts the Mo in monk and takes it away and gives it to the reverend. Isn't that a coffer for you? Well, we're going to cough it up. So hold that ball. Keep your hand on that ball. We're going to start out with Sammy Regeb as we delve into tons of records I found in the Santa Ynez Valley last weekend. Several of them actually have these stickers that say Record and Dance Supplies International Mail Order Sales, Yasmin Beauvais. It's got a number in San Diego. Maybe I'll call it in a minute and see if I can hook up the phone, see if it's still happening. Oh, there's some, that's just very funky. There are levels coming in through through this mixing board.
Crazy.
Huh, very interesting. We're going to find out where those levels are coming from later. But right now, we're going to start out with some Sammy Regeb. We're going to hear Awfully Layla. And this is Sammy with Arshem Zakarian, who was born in Iraq and worked in Beirut, Lebanon for a few years. Started buying percussion instruments so he could enjoy them at home. And then also Jamil Shama spent most of his life in Jordan. So we got two drummers on here and this phenomenal organist, Sammy Regeb. Dwight, we're going to deal with that after the song starts.
Thank you.
So if that doesn't tune your wagon, I don't know what can. Sammy Regeb, we're going to get into tons of this stuff. Fantastic intro. Next one we got is Delana. Middle Eastern Music for Belly Dancing, Volume 1. The mix is sort of low there, sorry about that. And this one's got oud, clarinet, dumbek, and an instrument I don't know how to pronounce, Neymizmar Mijwez. That's actually, it's not his name. And it looks like a recorder-type instrument. Well, actually, no, it looks like it does not have, looks like more like a flute-type thing. Doesn't have a reed. Recorders don't have reeds either, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
I got a lot of Middle Eastern music at that store. But I also picked up a couple of other things, so gonna have to check out some of those in between all this stuff. That was Nicolette Pearson, produced by Ted Templeman. Otherwise known as that fantastic producer that got that instrumental track on Fair Warning that's got the ridiculous bass from Michael Anthony. Van Halen sack. And I'm still getting over that Boris Balchin stuff from last week. Oh, and actually, we got some Burt Ballardine coming up, and Dwight just found a Burt Ballardine quote.
You haven't got anything to dance about until you're 35 anyway. Burt Ballardine, baby.
That's pretty much the truth, because earlier today I was reading about how dancing is basically just enduring. And with that, some Burt Ballardine composed, produced, and arranged music, though he's not one of the musicians on it, but this is what he wanted to dance to. This is what he is dancing to. and now the great Eddie Kochak. like I said, I picked up a couple of things that weren't belly dance music and weren't Middle Eastern. That was El Chicano, 1973, recorded here in Los Angeles. It came out on MCA. You know, I specifically got it because I was like, wait, let me look. No strings? No strings. All right, great. But I swear to God I heard strings there. That's okay, because I also picked up a Dean Martin record. But we're not going to hear that right now. We're going to listen to the record that's got the best cover of every single one of them. And if the music lives up to it, we've all got a new wet dream. This is Juliana Presents Belly Dance Music for the Connoisseur. Not yet. The speed is correct. I know I'd like to switch it down to 16 or something, but the speed is correct. Let's start that back over. Now that we know what we're in for, get up off the seat, get up off the couch. Western civilization's most dangerous invention, the chair. Let's get back ready for this. This one's called Ringo Carcelima.
establishment. The establishment of a certain sound, incidental, soundtrack-wise, as it were, that plagued the Middle East in the 1970s, somehow found its way into the music of a certain belly-dancing troupe. They were not prisoners on fire at the time, as they are now. They were very much liberated, not only by the sounds, but by the transition of the sounds, from one particular incidental movement to another, from one guitar vibration to another, from one clarinetist reed-exempt multiphonic disciplinary skill set to another, which is why we belly dance with words. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Ragabe.
What he's trying to say is that Ennio Morricone was in on that.
Hot dog, junior high school. Watch out there. Personal hygiene, 8th grade. It's all I used to look forward to. Pretty soon we'll be getting in there too, man. Don't tell us about it, you'll ruin it. Yeah, boy. Never forget. And ask all those dumb questions, man. Woo-wee. I remember junior high school was the first time, this may sound a little off color, but this is true. First time I ever wore jockstrap was junior high school, gym class. And there were some guys that didn't know how to put it on. Some guys had it on backwards, you know. Really, it's true. We had one kid went out and bought two of them. Put on one for each leg, you know. And put little pieces of rubber down. Ain't nothing there to help you from hurting your hip if you bumped into anything. We made him a flagpole carrier, you know.
ناديتها يا مهاب الله يلهمك وصلي فكفي النوى إني متيمك ضرب النواقيس.